this world and its spirits. To placate, to pacify, to neutralize. In harmony, in conflict, in the realms of gradations of shadows, sprawling in splendor and Stygian succor, to thrive, to hide, in retreat from harsh light and sickening heat, from which the multitude of creatures derive life on a parched surface. What is one man's spirit and soul outside to this cruel and consuming ravenous hole? There is an anti-light that flows like some breed of water in channels and oceans, unseen and uncharted, fathoms upon fathoms. Throughout these worlds we have no. Would that some mystic mariner might traverse its waves, or succumb to drink in those black liquids, to drown in its depths, content with that cold draft. And in that moment, what company might one find?